Just start off today just with a little injury update. Jeff Adams, he'll be out for the year with a knee injury. Feel for the guy. You know, the guy really put a lot of effort into this season. He was here all offseason, really improved as a player. And, you know, those things happen, those injuries happen, and just he'll be out for the year. And then the rest of these guys, you know, are basically day-to-day, you know, like – I would even say, like, Dwayne Brown be day-to-day. We'll see how that goes towards the end of the week. You know, Arian Foster, same thing, day-to-day. So kind of see how that goes and try to keep you updated on that throughout the week. Other than that, open it up to questions.
Is Suofilo coming back this week?
I would say he's in the day-to-day category.
Bill, everybody talks about your offense, but your defense is giving up 5 touchdown passes and 2 games. You brought Raheem Moore to be the last line of defense. How concerned are you about the defense?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of things we can do better. I think we can communicate better, coach to player, player to player. I think we can coach the scheme better. I think that the players can execute better. I think the big thing is on defense, we're all in it together, and we're just going to really try hard to get out there this week and put together a good game plan for Tampa Bay.
Bill, when you watch the tape, how's the running game looking, the blocking, the offensive line, the whole system? And then how do you feel about the running back by committee thus far after 2 games?
Yeah, I mean, the running back position, that's the way it's going to be. You know, we're going to rotate guys in and out of there, different guys for different schemes, different personnel groupings, things like that. I think the offensive line has played a little bit inconsistent, but at times they've looked really good. And I think there's been some yards out there that maybe we've missed. And so I think it all works together. You know, I think the backs need to run better. I think the line can block better. But I think that we're going to, like I said about the defense, we're going to work very hard to really improve this week. And I'll say this, you know, too, is, you know, we understand where we're at. Okay. We get it. Like, we know we're 0-2. And I think that the key for this team is to understand that the league is about adversity and how you deal with adversity. And we've got a very tough opponent coming in here this week, Tampa Bay, that just had a big win over New Orleans. These guys are going to work really hard this week to put together a good game plan, practice hard, and go out there and try to, you know, get a win.
Bill, in terms of Ode Abushi, and I apologize if I didn't pronounce it right, how much do you feel like you can get him up to speed and get him in there at some point, with given the injury situation you have right now?
Yeah, I think we can get him up to speed. I think he's a smart guy. He's been in a similar offense before in New York, similar terminology with the line, you know, the line communication, things like that. So I think he's a guy that we can definitely get in there and could possibly help us this week.
Lamb got to play for the first time,
yep.
and you put him in a really difficult situation, throwing as much as you did. How did he do?
I thought Lamb played pretty well for that being his first time. You know, I think he played 47 plays. I think it was 47. And I thought he hung in there. I think he's a tough kid. I think it's very important to him. He's in here extra all the time, working hard, trying to get stronger in the weight room. And I thought he went out there for his first time out there. I thought he competed pretty well.
2 weeks in, how would you assess Godsey in the play calling?
Oh, I think everybody's got to do better. You know, I think it starts with me as the head coach. You know, I'm not going to evaluate each coach on the staff and assess this and assess that. Like, I'll assess myself. I have to do a better job, get the team ready to play, and get this thing going in the right direction.
When you look at some of the running games, some of the guys said they were getting hit kind of right after they got the ball. Did you see just a lot of penetration when you watched the tape, or was it more a case of just maybe things not developing quickly enough?
Yeah, I think sometimes there were things that we could do both up front and from the quarterback position to get us into the right play. The overall execution of the running game from the, you know, just the basics of the handoff and how we're executing the running as it relates to the scheme in the backfield. You know, those things can be better. The blocking can be better. I think it all starts with us making sure that we improve. We just spent a lot of time in a film room with these guys trying to correct the mistakes, and I think they understand it, and now we got to go out there and improve.
Are you confident, Bill, that the defense can dominate the way it should be capable of, especially considering all the talent you added?
This defense, you know, look, we've got to play better as a team, John. You know, we have to play better complementary football. We have to tackle better. We've got to communicate better. We've got to challenge receivers more. We've got to pressure the quarterback more. There's just a lot of different things that we can all do better. And I think that the players know that the coaches are working very hard this week to put them in that position to play better. And, again, like I've said and I'll say it all along, we're all in it together. We're all trying to improve, and that's kind of where it's at right now.
What have you seen with your defense that you like?
You know, I think, first of all, I think that these guys compete very hard. They play hard. I think they've come up with some big stops, like at the end of the game there, to get us the ball back. I think that there's been some, you know, obviously with JJ and a couple other instances of other players with tackles for loss, sacks, pressuring the quarterback. Clowney got in there. Crick tipped the ball. Clowney tipped the ball, almost had strip sacks. So I think there's some things we've done that have been good. We just have to be more consistent about doing these things.
Well, just to expand on Clowney, his snaps go up to almost 50. And
yeah.
How did he hold up? He got the start. It seemed like he looked comfortable out there. And like you said, he was very close to making even bigger plays.
Yeah, I think the more he plays, the better he'll get. I really do. I think that his play count will go up each week. And the more that he's in there, the more that it helps our team, and the better he'll get. Because, you know, basically you're looking at a guy that's still in his rookie year, you know, from a playing standpoint. So, you know, but he's shown us the signs of what we expect out of him, chasing the ball down, pressuring the quarterback, taking on blocks in a running game. You know, and I think the more experience he gets, the better he'll get.
Bill, I don't want to call him Joss, but 8 catchable balls out there that Mallett threw. How does that mess with the mesh of the offense, and how do you coach that up to make sure it doesn't continue to happen?
Yeah, we got to catch the ball better. We had, I think you're right, there's 7 or 8 drops. We just talked about that in there. You know, these guys are, they feel as bad about it as we do. You know, they know that we have to catch the ball. I think some of them, we can throw the ball better. And then some of them, we just basically have to make a catch. You know, it's in our hands, and we have to catch the ball. So they'll work hard on it this week. They'll work hard after practice, before practice, to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Bill, did you expect Jalen Strong to be active at this point in the season, and what does he need to do to be able to contribute for you guys in these, you know, next few games?
He needs to practice better.
What did just having 2 tight ends, did that limit you guys at all on offense? And is that something you might be able to change in the future?
Nope.
What does Jalen need to do in practice better?
Just, you know, like everybody, just try to improve every day, Tanya.
I think you guys lead the NFL right now in pass attempts. And, you know, it's always kind of been a run-first offense, especially last year. Do you have to find that balance, or is it a case where you're trying to come back and you're having to throw so much? Where's the happy medium there?
Yeah, the reason why we've been throwing the ball a lot, and really we you're right, we need to find a balance, Brian. You're right. The reason why, though, is on first down we don't gain enough yards. So, you know, when you put yourself behind schedule on first down and you're in second and long, and then a lot of times that leads to third and longer distances, that leads to a lot of throws. And we've got to do a better job on first down of gaining yards, and then that can help our running game, because now you're in more manageable distances where, you know, 3 or 4 yard run can really help you. So, we've been a little bit out of whack. Now, the other thing to be clear on that, though, is we always are going to do what we believe it takes to win the game. So if we feel like it takes 50 passes, 55 passes to help us win the game, that's what we're going to do. But going into the game, we're always trying to strike a balance.